Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, whether or not you believe that the media are biased against this president, that's totally up to you. I personally see palpable bias every day. You can see it wherever you look, whether it's the newspaper, you listen to the radio, you watch television. I think it's more on display now than it ever has been before, and it has been since Donald Trump won the presidency, period. Okay, I'm not going to debate that with you because you could feel differently, and that's totally cool. But when I see stories like I saw this morning on CBS this morning, and I'm sitting there making breakfast for my sons, and my hands are shaking, the one thing this president has talked about since well before he even ran for president was the problem at the border. He talked about building a wall. He talked about immigrants coming in unchecked with who knows what background and coming into our country illegally, not going through the process. And yes, we all know the United States of America is founded on immigration. Got it. Lawful immigration is a lot different than what we're going through right now. And so we have a lot of Democrats and a lot of candidates for president waving this flag. Oh, all immigrants should be allowed in. Really? There were 100,000 who came into our country illegally last month. Okay? So this is the story this morning on CBS. This is the Border Patrol's largest migrant processing center. All right? This is in McAllen, Texas. And a 16-year-old boy, his name is Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vasquez. He has a name. He has a face. He died. After crossing the border, he came in by himself, unaccompanied, and he died Monday from the flu. This is the story from CBS this morning. Listen.
Hernandez was in Border Patrol custody for 7 days, and during that time, he was actually diagnosed with the flu and moved to a different facility. But by law, he should have been transferred out of Border Patrol control in 3 days and should have never died in their custody.
This is outrageous, and it's unacceptable.
Joaquin Castro is the chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. On Tuesday, he said the death of Carlos Hernandez and other migrant minors should set off alarms.
Prior to the Trump administration, CBP had not had a child die on their watch for over a decade.
Wait a minute. That's patently false. And outrage. He's outraged. Well, you know who should be outraged? Everybody who for the last 2 years has been saying, you gotta build a wall. You gotta do something. The ICE agents don't have enough personnel. There's one border control agent for every 500 people who's crossing our border. It's like being a principal of an entire school by yourself with no ancillary assistance. This has been a problem. Democrats have said, no, it's not. Well, it is. Let's continue.
Patrol is facing an unprecedented situation. Last month, it apprehended nearly 99,000 people. That's more than double the amount of apprehensions in April last year. Last June, Gail King visited the same facility where Carlos died and spoke to migrants at a nearby refugee center.
I just came to this country to protect my children.
Border Patrol says Hernandez was apprehended last week after illegally crossing the border in South Texas.
All right, hold it there. The woman says, I just want my family to have, you know, an opportunity. Oh, okay. Well, can you do it the right way? All right. Look, I know that there's issues in Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala and Mexico. There are. It's not our job to become everything to these people. This young man was sent on a 1,250-mile journey by himself from Guatemala to McAllen, Texas. Continue.
The 16-year-old was brought to Border Patrol's Central Processing Center in McAllen on May 13th. This past Sunday, he was diagnosed with the flu and transferred to a different Border Patrol station to prevent it from spreading to others. The next day, he was found dead.
We should all be outraged.
Efren Olivares is an attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project. According to federal law, unaccompanied minors must be transferred within 72 hours to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, a special division that deals with children. That never happened.
Carlos was there for almost a full week. That's entirely unacceptable.
No, what's entirely unacceptable is that minors are walking 1,250 miles from their hometown and expecting entry into the United States, hook, line, and sinker, because they know how to work the system. Go ahead.
Hernandez's family back in Guatemala is devastated. I want to know why he died, his sister said.
He died because he walked 1,250 miles and crossed the border illegally and came by himself, and because there's not enough people to care for all of these folks coming across the border. Go ahead.
He was already in the hands of immigration. We spoke to Hernandez's brother, who lives in New Jersey. His face is blurred to protect his identity. He told us he never thought something like this would happen to his brother in what was supposed to be a better place.
I'm convinced that if these were white children who were dying, people would be up in arms.
So now we're racist, too. There you go. That's the news coverage today. Perfect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.